Hi there, I'm Juliet Nichols, the founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple, so I just want to take a minute here to thank House of Kalmar, a self-care brand all about empowering you to reconnect with yourself. I tried their Love Bath Oil recently, and it is beautiful. We're also working on a podcast for them, so watch this space. And Audio Boom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help you get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so thank you very much. We are huge, huge fans. On today's episode, we are very, very excited to have Miranda Kane with us. Miranda presents Sex and Relationships podcast, Smut Drop, for metro.co.uk, and we produce it here at Pineapple. But it's not all she does. She was a plus-sized sex worker for over 10 years and has written and starred in her very own Audible series, amongst many, many other things. So, hi, Miranda. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get on to today's topics.
Hi, I'm Miranda Kane, and I am a comedian, performer, and writer, and I mainly talk about stuff like sex worker rights and fat bias.
In terms of podcasts, then, because you've done a few different things and a few different iterations of this. And, you know, I know you have an interest in podcasts. What is it that you think makes a podcast a, quote, good podcast versus something that's going to fall by the wayside or disappear or not last 5 years or longer in different iterations?
You have to have a great story, and the great story isn't always going to come from you. So if you are willing to get a knife, split yourself open, pull out all your insides and be able to broadcast that week after week.
That makes it sound simple.
I know. No, I think because I've listened to podcasts where the host has come on and they interview a guest every week, and it's like, right, well, that's fine, but that's a bit boring. The podcasts that I love are the ones where it's my best friend, the ones where it feels like it's my best friend talking, and I know them, I know what they're into, I know what their lives are like. And yeah, and then they talk to someone else. But, you know, first of all, they've let me into their life. You know, a podcast is your best friend in your pocket. And that's what I want from an interview type podcast. Like I love podcasts as well that are very, that are journalistic, that have a story to tell, but that's different to the kind of podcast that we do. So I know that when it comes to listeners on Smut Drop, what I want to do is make sure that they know me, that they're in safe hands, and that we've got a story to tell together. Because it can be difficult when you're setting up your podcast. What do you want to do? What do you want to tell? What do you want to say? Because we can't all be This American Life. Do you know what I mean? We don't all have a massive team of Peabody winning journalists out there. So when you're doing your podcast, it's not just you going and talking to people who you find interesting. It's going to be you talking to your listeners and saying, it's me again, how are you? Okay, look, I found this really interesting person. Do you want to come and speak to them with me? But it's, you're with that audience. So I think you, but that takes you. I was talking to someone on the podcast the other day and she was super nervous. And I was like, don't worry, we'll just take 5 minutes. What's wrong? And she started to say, I've got all these stats in front of me and I'm just a bit worried about, you know, am I going to have the right numbers? And I was like, close them all. I don't want to talk to you about stats. I can look at stats. If people want to know about stats and statistics and figures, they're going to go on. They can go online. And also, like, I always have a bit of a problem with stats anyway, especially when it comes to sex and relationships, because you don't get the full story from stats at all.
Like, yeah, who's telling the truth on those surveys?
Exactly. And it'll be like, oh, Love Honey did a survey from 2,000 of their customers. Yeah, if you're going to be a Love Honey customer, yeah, of course you're going to be buying a sex toy every day. Come on. And I was just like, close all your stats and let's just talk about you, because your voice and your story, I'm never going to get that anywhere else. So let's talk about you and let's just put it into your own life perspective. And she calmed down and I calmed down and we had a really good fun podcast after that. So for me, it is about you know, being open and being honest, you can't sit behind a figure. You can't do that. You have to be willing to put your voice out there.
Yeah, I agree. I was talking at a conference the other day, actually, and it came up, the question, of course, is podcasting dead? You know, is it oversaturated, all that jazz? And one of the things that came out of it was exactly that. There are obviously a lot of podcasts out there, but it's the ones that are authentic. It's the ones that build a relationship. It's the ones that, like you say, become that regular friend. Like Wednesday morning, I know I'm going to hear from Miranda and I'm going to hear something fun that makes me laugh and that opens my eyes a little bit. And, you know, it's that really. And I, you know, I can speak on a personal level from whenever we did meet all those years ago, the education that I've had from you. And I remember distinctly being in the room in those first few recordings and just being bright red, so awkward. I can't, I don't know where to look. This conversation is not comfortable for me. I don't know. I know nothing about this. Oh my God, eyes wide open, naivety completely shot. So as a listener, I really think that you do that. Just a moment of appreciation for you on a personal
level. Thank you.
It's true. And I'm sure that lots of listeners would feel the same.
Yeah. I feel like you could talk to any erotic wrestler and chicken boy now without breaking into a blush. You'll be absolutely.
Oh, good God. Do you know what? I would back myself on that, and I'm sure it's all thanks to you.
Yeah, you know so much now about things you never knew you wanted to know about. So
you know what? It's very true in the best possible way. In the best possible way. Thank you so much, Miranda, for being our guest on the Podcasting Playbook. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work that we do at Pineapple. Don't forget to follow and review the podcast. It really helps people to find us. And we will see you next time. Bye for now.